Crowds marching to the beat of drums in the center of Buenos Aires. Old and young, defending Argentina's democracy and condemning Thursday's assassination attempt against Vice President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner.
No, lo que pasó ayer fue muy grave.
What happened on Thursday was very serious. All democratic rules were broken. We cannot accept political violence. That's why there are so many people here.
This government has been under a series of attacks from strong economic lobbies, opposition parties, and also the judiciary system, which is working for them. I am here to defend democracy and the vice president.
Video shows the moment the vice president was being confronted by her assailant while greeting supporters outside her home on Thursday night. 35-year-old Fernando Andrés Sabag Montiel pointed a loaded gun to her face, but apparently it was jammed and she escaped unharmed.
Cristina permanece con vida.
Cristina is alive because of some technical reason we have yet to confirm. The gun with 5 bullets was not fired, although the trigger was pulled.
The aggressor, a Brazilian-born man living in Argentina since 1993, is in prison. His house was raided and 100 bullets were found. He had already been arrested in 2001 for carrying a knife. Argentine authorities are investigating the reasons behind the attempt. But President Alberto Fernandez blamed the hate speech in Argentina and decreed a national holiday on Friday so Argentines could take to the streets and unite against violence. World leaders condemned the attack, including right-wing Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who was stabbed during his 2018 campaign and is now running for re-election.
While the assassination attempt has raised all sorts of questions about the lax security surrounding politicians in Argentina, political experts say the timing will likely benefit the vice president. The outpouring of support and sympathy has given Fernandez a boost at a time when she needs it most.
The former president is being accused of fraudulently awarding public works contracts while she governed Argentina between 2007 and 2015. Prosecutors have asked for a 12-year prison sentence and a lifetime ban from politics, but that is unlikely to happen. Cristina Fernández de Kirchner is also the president of the Senate and has parliamentary immunity. She could only be convicted if she loses her seat in the 2023 elections. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.